says here that Graybar is a distributor.
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be at home, you could be at work, you could be on the road, the highways, the byways, wherever the hell you at. Hope you're safe. I hope you're cool. I hope you're well. I'm going to be with you for one more hour. It's crazy to think about this. I've been here for 3 hours already. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? Super producer and host Dave Shepard is holding it down in New York City. And we've already had a busy show. We have talked about Justin Herbert. Done for the year. Broken finger. Can't grip the football. Can't throw the football. He's done and so are the Chargers. But we knew this already, even while he was healthy. We've talked about Tommy DeVito of the New York Giants. This is like Linsanity, almost. I hope he ends up better than Jeremy Lin. Juan Soto spoke today, introduced to the media in New York as the newest member of the New York Yankees, number 22. We talked about Zion Williamson, all of the criticism that he's received for being, quote-unquote, fat. And he answered back last night. He had 36 points. And now he's questionable for Wednesday's game against the Wizards because he has a sprained ankle. I guess all that jumping and running caused him some harm. Anyway, some news tonight in the NBA. Draymond Green got ejected again. I should be able to say that clearly because I've had a lot of practice. Let me say it again. Draymond Green got ejected again. This time, just Nurkic trying to defend him, Draymond Green trying to get position, and Draymond Green turns around from like a post-up position back to the basket trying to clear out some space, and he just randomly decides to swing and hit him in the head. Draymond given a flagrant two and given the boot. Nutty. About 4 minutes went by in the third quarter when Draymond decided to swing for no apparent reason. Take a listen. This is courtesy of TNT.
Fields has picked up his third foul. And now Green runs over Nurkic, and he'll be called for the foul. And they're going to take a look at this. See Jason Goble indicating they will go to the monitor here. Nurkic is down in a heap. Green just plows right over Nurkic. And we'll see if there's anything unnecessary added to it. Oh, man.
Well, that's going to be a flagrant.
Yep, for
sure. Now they're going to just try to decide if they think it was excessive. It's going to be at least a flagrant one, could be a two.
Which would be an ejection. Well, that is a swipe across the face.
Green makes unnecessary and excessive contact to the face. The foul has been upgraded to a flagrant foul, penalty two, and Green has been ejected from the game.
There you go. When you hear excessive.
No, listen, it was worse than what they said. And no, this is not a, you know, the punch, and then Nurkic didn't lose his two front teeth. But no, there were no doubts about it. If you haven't seen it, you could find it anywhere online. You know, I retweeted it at JR Sport Brief. It's all over the damn place. What he did was not a basketball play. He deserved to get ejected. There were no ands, ifs, or buts about it. And now Draymond Green, he got to go away for like a month, man. Like, nobody needs to see him playing ball. It was only like yesterday he's over here dragging Rudy Gobert across the court by his throat. And now, for no apparent reason, he's swinging at Nurkic. Nurkic didn't do anything. He's defending him. Has his forearm on his back. And just Draymond decides to just turn around and swipe at him. Did he connect with full fist? No. He struck him with the side of his hand, but his hand was closed into a fist. And it's just like, what are we doing, man? Like, just play basketball. Tonight was Draymond's third ejection of this season. It was his 19th career ejection. After choking out Rudy Gobert, that was his fifth career suspension. And you can bet, following tonight, Draymond Green is on his way to a sixth career suspension. And Draymond Green has made it very clear, by the way, I'm not changing how I play. Look at the success that we've had. Well, y'all not having success now, man. Tonight, the Phoenix Suns beat Golden State 119-116. The Golden State Warriors have a record on the season of 10-13. There was no Kevin Durant tonight, dealing with an ankle issue. Bradley Beal showed up, and he was rusty, 16 points, 5 of 12 shooting. Devin Booker had 32 points. Like, this is the type of game where you show up and win. But you can't do that if you're not on the court. And I'm done with Draymond. Like, go away. Go away, please. We don't need to see you. We don't need to hear you. We don't need the podcast. We don't need your excuses. Like, they're old, man. Warriors are not winning anything right now. They ain't going to win nothing this season. And so the punishment needs to come from them. The Warriors got to say, bye, take a hike. But the NBA got to say, hey, whatever y'all do, even if you don't, we're going to suspend them anyway. Like, there's nobody, and Shep had mentioned Dylan Brooks, there ain't nobody acting this much of a physical jackass like Draymond Green. I'm talking over the span of years. How many more people can you kick in the nuts, punch in the side of the face, roll on the floor, step on people? Like, this is too damn much. Steve Kerr is talking to the media right now as I stare up at the screen. And I'm going to be very interested to hear what he has to say. We'll get that to you when he wraps up. Because there's no more of this. Like, Draymond gots to go. 855-212-4CBS. Eric is here from Kentucky. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How you doing, brother?
Good.
What this should do, he need to go mental health violation. And then on top of that, take that money out of his pockets. I mean, I'm talking about a lot. Because every time you do one term, number two times, number three times, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So he won't get no money.
All right, Eric, thank you for calling from Kentucky. That's pretty much what happens. But when you're sitting on a four-year contract extension worth $100 million, I don't know how much you can take from Draymond where he's going to go, oh, well, I'm going to change things up. Come on now. Jeremiah calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
Hey, what's up, JR? I know you don't like the shout-outs, but I listen to you guys every night, mostly every night, so keep on doing what you're doing. But, man, don't you think that the NBA is a little soft here? I mean, I don't condone what Draymond did, you know, at least get in the guy's face and push him. What we call that is a blank move. I'm not going to use the blank word. But don't you think that the NBA is soft? Like, in the 90s, that wouldn't have even been a flagrant, right? Like, Dennis Rodman would have kept playing. And those people in
No, Jeremiah. Not at all. That would have been called a – you can't swipe and swing at somebody's face. It doesn't matter if it was the back of his hand, an open hand, the side of his fist. You can't do that. You can't swing at anybody's face. I don't care what era of basketball you're looking at. Is the NBA a super violent sport? Is it as physical as it used to be? No. We don't got seven-foot dudes going into the post, you know, backing down into the basket, dribble, dribble, turn around, fade away. We don't have that anymore. We know that. But there's no condition where you are allowed to swing at somebody's face, and that's what he did tonight. There was no accident here. Well, thank you, Jeremiah, for calling from Chicago. No, that's factual. You don't swing at anybody's face. I don't care what year of basketball, what era of basketball you're watching. Hey, Shep, we have Steve Kerr speaking to the media.
Yeah, Jay, I don't think you're going to like this. I don't think our audience is going to like this pleading of the fifth, but that's just my take, Jay. I'm very curious to hear your reaction to Steve Kerr.
Let's hear what he said.
Raymond, did you agree with the call for flagrant?
I haven't seen a replay, so I have no comment on it.
How big a swing is it losing Draymond at that moment?
Huge swing. You know, we kind of felt good about, you know, having him at the five, spreading the floor. We got shooters out there. Obviously, changed the lineup around. We thought that could really get Steph some space, and you know, Draymond could use his speed. You saw he got that layup the first play of the half, second half, and so I felt good about having him out there, and you know, he lost his poise.
Yeah, typical mode of operation for Steve Kerr. I'm going to be more interested in what he says tomorrow after he's now had a chance to look at the replay. Am I sure that he's seen it or not? I have no idea. I mean, these coaches, they finish, they go talk to the team. Maybe he's seen it, maybe he hasn't. Don't know, don't matter. I want to know what he says tomorrow, because you got to say something. Like, Steve Kerr is going out on a slight limb and go, oh, yeah, we need him. He needs to do better. But as an overall, it's like, he needs a punishment, and they don't give it to him. Corey's calling from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Corey?
Hey, JR. Great show tonight, man.
Thank you. What's
up? Hey, this might be a bad comparison, but, like, when I think of Draymond Green, I kind of think of Antonio Brown. Like, not in the same sense as Antonio Brown, the way he went off, but, you know, it's almost like this dude forgot where he came from. Like, he thinks he's bigger than the game. Like, you think he'd be more humble? Like, in my opinion, if it wasn't for Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, and them other guys, you know, if he'd have got drafted by the Wizards or somebody else, how long would he even be in the league? You can fine him, suspend him. His mom or dad needs to beat some humility into him. That's the only thing that's going to get through to him. Fining or suspending him, I don't think it's going to do nothing for this dude.
Yeah, no, and that I don't disagree with you. Thank you, Corey, for calling from Pittsburgh. He's 33 years old. He is 33 years old. And I've said this before, and maybe he's now tarnishing this. Never in my life did I think every other week he'd be suspended. But based on basketball merit, the grouping of Golden State Warriors, him included, and you are 100% correct, if he was drafted by the Wizards, yeah, he'd be an afterthought. But with his accomplishments, the Defensive Player of the Year, the four championships that he has, it should be five if he didn't get suspended or kicked out of a game, he's going to stand up in Springfield one day and deliver a Hall of Fame speech, unless he keeps up this garbage. Like, why are you doing this at this point in time? Like, if Draymond wants to act like this at 33, 34, 35, 36, why are you still playing ball? Stay at home with your family. And his mother has been vocal over the years on social media. Haven't heard about her or haven't heard anything in the news in quite some time. I'm not checking in to see what his mother says on social media. Maybe in the break I'll go ahead and do so. This is not becoming of an NBA player. This is not becoming of a professional. This is not becoming of a champion. This is not becoming, regardless what you think about him as a player, I think we all agree, most of us do, someone who's was on the trajectory to go into the Hall of Fame. Why are you acting like this? Like, don't play. If you want to go ahead and swing at people, call up Dana White. Call him up. He knows a thing or two about swinging at people. And outside of that, he also runs that stupid slap boxing competition, whatever it is. Draymond can go there I heard Triple H and WWE are looking for talent. You know, it's 6'6", 6'7". I'm sure he has a good reach. He can get into boxing. Go fight Anthony Joshua. I mean, just go do something else. Tired of Draymond. 855-212-4CBS. Manny is calling from Massachusetts.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the radio, Manny. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing, JR? First time listening to the show and whatnot. And I kind of disagree with a couple of guys who come on the show, simply because, like, in a game of in the whole 60 minutes of a game, he was playing the five.
48 minutes.
Yeah, 48 minutes. I'm just added in commercials and whatnot. I'm just disregarded the whole
that's
situation.
That's football. It's football, but it's okay.
Yeah. But he's playing the five. So as he's playing the five, people disregard the simple fact that you're going to get nicked. You're going to get hit. And whatnot. He's a little bit more passionate more than other people and whatnot. Hmm. His reputation does not vouch for him. So therefore, people are going to look at him a little bit different. If you looked at the podcast Rasheed Wallace and Bonzi Wells was in, Rasheed Wallace explains exactly how the refs are going to call it based on your merit and how you go about things. So therefore, Draymond Green doesn't really have a clean slate to go based on. But we do miss the little ticky-tack fouls that the refs do miss on him, and he takes it on his...
Well, Manny, Draymond Green is not some offensive, you know, workhorse here.
I understand that.
Hold on, because we got to get to the bones here. Ain't no offensive... There ain't no ticky-tack fouls being committed on Draymond Green. Their fouls being committed against every NBA player all over the place. Somebody pulls a jersey, somebody does this. But let's not talk – well, hold on. Let's not talk about Draymond Green like this is LeBron James or Shaquille O'Neal going to the basket, or even in the case of Trae Young, a tiny guy. How do you call him not call? Draymond Green is a facilitator. And let's throw all of that out the window. I'm also going to throw everything you said out of the window because I think it's irrelevant. You do not swing like that in a basketball game. It could have been anybody tonight under any circumstance. There wasn't anything that Nurkic did to him that justified what Draymond Green did, which was swinging wildly, blindly, and hitting him in the side of the head.
And I think that was out of aggravation.
No, Manny. There was nothing.
You can think out of aggravation.
Well, Manny, you can think that, and I got to be honest, that is probably one of the dumbest things that I'll hear tonight. I'm just being real, man. That's stupid. That's out of aggravation. Why? Because Draymond Green is crossover dribbling into the lane and being held, and now he's frustrated. Frustrated for what, man? He playing basketball. It's a contact sport. No, it's not 60 minutes like you thought the NBA was, counting in commercials. No, it's actually 2.5 to 3 hours long. But the fact is, man, you're going to touch somebody playing ball. You're going to post up. You're going to get pulled. People are going to jostle for position. If you want to tell me, oh, my God, it's for frustration, what's Draymond frustrated about? He's been living life pretty good with the Golden State Warriors all these years, if you ask me. He should be the last dude frustrated. I'm sorry, man. That was a – Manny, my apologies. Well, not really. That was a bad call, man. Your call. Draymond Green was frustrated for what? Because he goes to the basket and they don't call the foul? Because Draymond Green is such a great three-point shooter that every time he reaches up, they slap him in the arms and the refs don't call it? Because Nurkic was punching him in the back? And the refs didn't see it? Nah, man, stop. Draymond swung back because he was frustrated. Nurkic ain't do nothing to that man but play basketball. Nurkic should have got up off the ground and kicked him in the nuts. Shame. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Reminded myself that they have 48 minutes in a basketball game. I'm going to get some more of your calls. And then, you know what? somebody else got ejected tonight. We mentioned him. He's actually very, very good at basketball. His name, Nikola Jokic. And the fans in Chicago were not happy that he got the boot. I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't kick nobody in the nuts. Don't do it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. On CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller. Had to pull over to the side of the road just to make sure I didn't miss my opportunity. Want you to know that I appreciate your candor.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, I told you last hour that Draymond Green wasn't the only NBA player or NBA star ejected tonight. Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets were in Chicago. The Nuggets ended up winning 114-106, but they did so without Nikola Jokic. He got the boot about a minute before the first half ended. He felt that he was fouled on his way to the basket or while putting up a shot. He yelled at the referee, reportedly, "Hey, call the foul, mother bleeper," and then he immediately got the boot. Tonight, playing in Chicago, knowing that this is a West team versus an East team, this was their only visit. And so the Chicago Bulls took the opportunity tonight to hold a Serbia appreciation night. And so when Nikola Jokic got ejected, even Stacey King, his partner for representing the Bulls, they were surprised on NBC Sports Chicago. And then you could hear the fans who showed up to see Jokic. They were booing too. Listen to this.
The official kind of point as if he was ejecting Jokic from the game. That can't be right, can it? Did he get ejected from the game?
Wow.
This happened against the Pistons a few weeks back as well for Denver.
Now listen.
Oh, that's terrible. That doesn't seem fair at all. That's excessive.
Give the guy a tech. You should have got a tech. Should have got fouled. But to eject the guy, come on now. People didn't come to see the officials. Let's just be honest. They came to see the players. He's one of the players that people came to see. Give him a tech. He earns that. He's a two-time MVP. He earned the right to be able to communicate.
Yeah. They showed up to see him. After the game, Jokic took it a step further. He did not know that there was a promotion celebrating Serbian Heritage Night. Jokic did say this: it's the second biggest Serbian population here. Belgrade in Serbia is the first, or second, excuse me. Belgrade is the first, and Chicago is the second. So maybe they came to see me. Jokic always, I don't know what to call it, sarcasm or humor, but that's just the facts. Yeah, referee's a little sensitive here, but not with Draymond. He deserved what the hell he got. And he also deserves a suspension for swinging at Nurkic. Steve Kerr continued to speak some more following, the game tonight and the ejection. And he was asked, like, yo, how big of a problem is this for Draymond? And this is what Steve Kerr had to say.
So Draymond's been ejected three times this season. Obviously, he's got the suspension. Who knows what's to come? How big a problem is just his, not only his unavailability tonight, but really parts of the season?
Yeah, we need him. We need Draymond. But, you know, he knows that. We've talked to him, and he's got to find a way to keep his poise and be out there for his teammates.
Are you going to suspend him to send a message? Like, finally, maybe? I mean, the guy punched his own teammate, and he basically got a vacation, not a suspension. He was right there on opening night for the ring ceremony last year. Golden State Warriors lose to the Suns 119-116. Maybe if Draymond was out there, they would have won a game. Maybe he would have fouled somebody hard or had an assist or a rebound. But no, he wanted to kind of swipe Nurkic in the face for no reason. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Mitch is calling from Colorado Springs. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, JR, nice show. I'm a little bit confused that, you know, on the other side of it with, you know, since we can gamble in Colorado, you get one player ejected for using a word that's kind of common nowadays, and you got another player that does what Green has done. But my problem is, what happens if Green takes a swing at a superstar and breaks a thumb? So my opinion is Green should be for the year. So that's kind of my opinion on everything going on. You know.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mitch. Yeah, Draymond is not going to be gone for the whole year. It'd be nice if he just went away and retired at this point. That's my own personal feelings. But he ain't going to be suspended for the entire year. If you got five games for choking Rudy Gobert, what are you going to call this, the equivalent to that? Are you going to put something extra on it because, again, he's a repeat offender? Like, he can't be doing this all the time. Richard is calling from L.A. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Give him 10 games. Let's see him missing for a month.
Happy holidays to you and your crew. I enjoy listening to your program, okay?
Well, thank you. Did you know you have the voice of God?
Oh, no, don't say that. No, please. I can't. Don't claim that on me, please.
You have an amazing voice. Is that better?
That's better, sir. Yeah,
that's better than Morgan. You have a voice better than Morgan Freeman.
Oh, get busy leaving or get busy dying? Yeah, a classic, huh?
Richard, you have a better voice than Bruce Bochy, too.
All of us. Well, go ahead, Richard. We want to hear you speak, not me. Go ahead.
Well, I did grow up in the Bay Area, and I'm very disappointed in Mr. Green. But listen, I'm 71 years old. Okay, blessed to still be here. But let's face it, Draymond, he's not exactly walking up on somebody like Kermit Washington. Okay, and we know what happened with the Rudy Tomjanovich situation back in the day. But I was watching a game one night last season, and Draymond was acting kind of crazy on the court. And honestly, I noticed Steve Kerr, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry, they were actually laughing at Draymond. They were laughing on the court, okay? So I agree with you. He's not going to get a full season. Maybe say about 30 games, okay? Take 30 games from him and 30 games worth of money from him. But I don't think he's going to change. I really don't.
Yeah, he's
I
not.
Really
he's, don't. He's 33 years old, and you've had this much success. He's not going to change. He's not. He's just going to have to suck or be kicked out, one of the two. That's it.
Let me take it a step further, and you alluded to it earlier. And I'm really surprised that the organization gave him an additional $100 million. You already know, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. It's going to be awfully hard to move that contract. Number one,
yeah.
Okay. If another organization is going to put up with him, okay. But I'd say
no.
About 30 games, and but he's not going to change.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be real interesting. And Richard, thank you for calling. You call up anytime, okay?
You take care. Happy holidays to all of you, and be safe.
You as well, okay. Richard. Thank you. What a
bye-bye.
Sweet man. Nice talking to him. The voice of God who didn't want to be referred to as such. He's right. Like, I have no idea what's going to happen with Draymond Green. Is he going to well, we know he's going to be suspended. It's just for how long? Is he going to chill out when he comes back, or is he going to be suspended again for doing some other – well, I can't use either one of the words that I'm thinking. Blank bleep. Like, that's what he's doing right now. He's doing blank bleep on a basketball court. You can't do that, man. And yeah, the idea of him going somewhere else, Who wants him? Where else would Draymond Green fit? There's nowhere else that he'd fit.
Yeah, quick question for you, JR.
And there's nowhere else where anybody would want him. Yes.
So you and I coach as well. If I have one of my main guys get thrown out of the game in high school, you have a technology to see it right away. You understand this is going to be a talking point. You understand this is going to be the only talking point of any NBA game for the next 24 hours. As a head coach, how do you not at least get a 10-second glimpse of what happened to your star player, of what ultimately cost you a game that you must have had? This, and I know you've said this throughout the entirety of the show, JR, like Steve Kerr, there needs to be some repercussions for this guy. To have the absolute naivety to not even pretend that you saw the film. JR, we know he saw the film. We know he saw what happened to Draymond. Come on. And if he got ejected, you know they're replaying it on the Jumbotron 5-6 different ways. And his best answer is, I haven't seen the replay. Come on.
Yeah, but I don't find that to be a big deal because he's deflecting until they have a better plan to discuss it. That's it. It's not his job. It's not his job tonight to reprimand Draymond Green, to throw down the hammer. It's his job as the coach to keep the fire down as much as possible and try to say something tomorrow.
But, JR, that's the problem. All he's done is try to keep the fire down, and it continues to backfire.
No, I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about tonight. His job is to keep things together when things are crazy. His job is not to come out tonight after the game and communicate to how crappy Draymond is or how much he needs to do. Now, I agree with you. What he says tomorrow will bear more fruit or hold more weight than what he said tonight. It's no different than any game. I had no expectations for Steve Kerr to come out and say anything tonight. You are correct. He's given him a pass. Has he said things over in the past? Yes, he needs to do better, needs to be available. This is not becoming. We've spoken to – he has said all of that, okay? But after the game, I'm not surprised to have anything different than what he said tonight. None. Because he ain't thinking about trying to convey a message to you or me or the fans or Draymond. He's trying to keep things together for the Golden State Warriors. That's his first job. What he says tomorrow, I'd be real interested in hearing. That'll go a little bit further with me than anything he says tonight because he's not going to say nothing tonight. It's no different than any coach and anything. Coaches don't say anything. They don't. Unfortunately for Steve Kerr, he has a knucklehead that is thinks he's an MMA fighter. Draymond Green is kicking and punching and swinging. Let's see what they finally say. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some more of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the first day that I've heard your show. And what a find. Great show. You have a smooth delivery and the way that you handle talk radio.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Before we do anything, I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. These two teams, forget an individual, they played amazing defense against each other. Or they just both suck. Minnesota beat Las Vegas 3-0. Miserable, pitiful game. If you have to think about Nick Mullins, Joshua Dobbs, and Aiden O'Connell trying to go out there and drive your offense. When I said I'd like to see more physical, low-scoring games, 3-0 isn't what I was referring to. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We talked about Draymond Green being ejected from tonight's game, swinging at Nurkic, just being booted out of the game. A game for the third time this season. Phoenix wins 119-116. Draymond Green just spoke. And you know what? I won't give you a preview as to what he said. Take a listen for yourself.
He was pulling my hip, and I was swinging away to sell the car. Made contact with him. As you know, I'm not one to apologize for things I meant to do, but I do apologize to you, sir, because I didn't intend to hit him. I sell cars with my arms. I don't fall or to sell a car. I'm not a flopper. So I was just selling the car because he was grabbing me and pulling my hip back. So I spun away, and unfortunately, I hit him. And so, like I said, I apologize to you, Seth, because I didn't intend to hit him.
Have you seen the replay?
Yeah.
How did it look to you on the replay?
I mean, as I've said before, any replay, you know, if I go look at every replay of everything, a replay is it's never going to look good, you know, but like I said, I know my intentions. My intentions were to sell the car. And you know, I also don't think I'm an accurate enough puncher to do a full 360 and connect with someone.
All right. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. You know what? Even if he's saying, if what he's saying is true, it's still not a basketball play. He continued on throughout the press conference, and he was asked about the legitimacy of it. He doesn't deny the fact that he should have received the flagrant two because it was excessive. It was excessive because he swung. There's no need to swing. You know, I sat here during the break and I watched the press conference and then also listened to Nurkic. Nurkic spoke as well, and he said, I don't know what's going on with that brother, but he needs some help. And he either said, help, hug. That's what he said. And he... He said he hopes he gets it. That's from Nurkic. Following them speaking, Jamal Crawford spoke, former NBA player. He said what Draymond did was out of bounds, went too far. Vince Carter spoke. Yeah, the Vince Carter who played, what, like four different decades in the NBA? Vince Carter said, that ain't how you sell a call. I ain't never played in the NBA. I think I've been around it enough in my life and even been around a lot of those guys to know that ain't how you do it. I think anybody who's watched basketball or played basketball, there is no reason to have your back to someone and then just swing. That's not selling a foul, trying to get a call. That's just being dirty. That's, forget the basketball term foul. That's just being foul, period. You don't do that. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to more of your calls before we have to roll out. Daniel is here from San Diego on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Daniel?
What's up, JR? Hey, I enjoy the show. I just have 2 points for you. I wanted to get your take on them. With the Draymond thing, I think it's more deliberate with him because the more we talk about him fighting people and acting out, the more we talk about Clay, the more we don't talk about Clay Thompson getting old and the team not having like Sean Livingston, Andre Iguodala, and not being a contender. And so I feel like he's purposely sabotaging them to choose his own way out for the team because the team's reached such great heights. They transcended just sports entertainment. They went into American folklore, if you ask me. And he just doesn't want to see the team go out that way. And I want to get your reaction to that. Also, on the Jokic thing, I want to know if I can get you to admit that politics is playing a role in him not getting his flowers. Like, it's a good thing that I called today on the Serbian Day, because if he was in Serbia, two identical players, one Serbian, one American, the Serbian people are going to root for their guy. So over here, of course, We're gonna root more for like an American guy. So I just want to get your take on those two things. And okay, enjoy the show, please.
Well, thank you, Daniel, for calling from San Diego. Look, I think everybody at this point knows how great and how good Nikola Jokic is. I think we can get away from nonsense that was spouted by Kendrick Perkins about him being white or black or not being white or black, whatever it is. That was a whole bunch of garbage that Kendrick Perkins espoused earlier this year when it came down to the MVP race. If you sit down and watch the dude play ball, he's busting ass and he's doing it at his own rate. So I think we all know that. And when it comes down to Draymond, I don't think he's doing anything intentionally. I know Rudy Gobert tried to make the point about, no Steph Curry tries to get the boot. He's just a wild-ass dude, Draymond Green is. That's it. There ain't nothing more, nothing less. I don't think he's trying to sabotage his way out or sabotage the team. He's just wild. He's been doing this for years. The only difference is they're all getting older. The team isn't as good. I mean, the championship that they won two seasons ago seems like forever ago. It's not a good look for him at all. Vern is here from L.A.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the radio. You got to go quick, Vern.
Hey, JR. Hey, I just want to make it simplified, man. This is the first time you heard an NBA official do an NFL analogy of a penalty. Listen to what the official said after the egregious foul that JR did. And he pulled a bird boot, man. I'm going to get on out of here. Love your show.
Well, thank you. It was Draymond, not JR. And the officials have they have detailed a lot of calls now for a long time now that they go to replay. They have cameras right at the scorer's table. And so, yeah, the replays have been highly orchestrated more recently. That's nothing new. Wow. I didn't expect to be back tonight and talk about another Draymond Green suspension, or excuse me, ejection. The suspension will be coming. And I guess he tried to maybe soften the blow tonight by letting everyone know that it wasn't intentional. Who cares? Like, you play like a wild man. This is too much. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. My time is done. I got to shut up and I got to leave. I'll be back with you tomorrow starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm here every weeknight at that damn time, okay? Tomorrow, I'll be bringing you a new top six list. We'll be talking about some of the most out of the world players who've come out of nowhere, like Mr. Tommy DeVito. And then I'm sure we'll have more thoughts and commentary on Draymond Green. I do want to spend more time on Shohei Ohtani and his massive contract since I was out sick tomorrow. But I'm back, and I'll be back tomorrow as well. You can find me everywhere online. I am at JR Sport Brief. Knock yourselves out. As simple as that. I'll catch you tomorrow. Wherever you at, whatever you're doing, be safe, be well, be cool. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. But don't leave. Don't move. Don't go anywhere. Amy Lawrence, she's up next. Thank you, Chef.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
It says here that Gray Bar is a distributor.
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Gray Bar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Gray Bar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Gray Bar does that.
Make it the best-sounding holiday season ever with immersive high-res audio from the SVS Prime Wireless Pro-powered speakers featuring DTS Play-Fi technology. Feel the visceral dynamics, deep bass, and pristine clarity of all your favorite music and holiday classics. Stream lossless audio over Wi-Fi throughout your home and control it all from your smartphone with ease. Visit svssound.com to learn more. DTS.
Dedicated to sensational.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.